A very specific genre of music from Mexico is currently dominating the U.S. pop charts. Two songs in the top 10. And as we do with all things from the Latin music world, we called Nuestra Pana from the Alt Latino podcast, Felix Contreras and Ana Maria Sayer. A lot to unpack. Where should we start, Ana Maria?
Well, as with any good party, I say we started with some music. This is a song called Ella Baila Sola, and it is from two very young new artists, Eslabón Armado, which is a Mexican-American band, and Peso Pluma. It's currently number 4 on the Billboard charts. What we're talking about is a genre of Mexican music called regional Mexican or regional. The music industry has been using this genre as a way to keep track of music from Mexico with all kinds of styles under the umbrella, like mariachi, norteño, banda, as well as a style developed in the U.S. called Tejano. Right now, the music is having an explosion like nothing before. It's hitting the global pop charts, too.
So, Felix, can you break down what it is we're hearing here? It might be a new sound to some folks, but definitely not me.
It's a combination of what is known as banda and an earlier form of guitar music that was popular along the Texas-Mexican border. Banda has its roots in Mexico going back to the middle of the 19th century. It's basically local musicians who are using the instruments of military bands to create their own form of Mexican soul. Here's a clip of some early, early music. Check it out. Okay, now mix that with this track from pioneering Mexican-American musician Lidia Mendoza, which was recorded in 1934. Add in a dash of hip-hop swagger and performances and music videos, and you get something that's selling like hotcakes. Or hot flour tortillas, if you will.
and Ana, speaking of swag, the swaggiest of all, he decided to partner up with one of these bands.
Puerto Rican artist, you may have heard of him, Bad Bunny, released a regional track recently. And let me tell you, the internet, specifically TikTok, went wild. Benito recorded Un Por Ciento with the hot new band Grupo Frontera, and it's now at number 5 on the charts. It blew up like overnight.
Why do you think it's happening right now?
It is really insane to see that the top 3 songs on the Billboard Global charts right now are all regional. I mean, that is completely unprecedented, and I think the Latin diaspora at large is really excited to get behind regional. It's hard to say if it's going to be here forever, but I do have a feeling we're going to have a summer of regional.
And I would add that audiences, I think, are more open to things that are new and different, despite what the suits may think in the record industry.
Well, let's soak it in while it's here, and hopefully it's here a while. Ana Maria Serra and Felix Contreras, co-hosts of NPR's Alt Latino podcast. Thanks a lot, you two.
Thanks. Thank you.